Image source, greenprofit.com. Image source, greenprofit.com. What is as inevitable as death and taxes? Infections. After all, we catch all sorts of things, colds, influenza and strep throat. Whether we fly or go to the office, our immune system encounters deadly pathogens everywhere we go. You may be tempted to stay home to avoid these nasty bugs, but you don't have to quarantine yourself to stay healthy. In fact, there are some simple steps you can take to protect yourself. 1. Use essential oils. If you aren't using essential oils, now is the time to start. Most essential oils are antibacterial and antiviral, so they will help your body fight infections. There are a lot of essential oils out there, so make sure that you use pure, therapeutic-grade essential oils. Here are some antibacterial and antiviral essential oils. Cassia. Cinnamon. Clove. Helichrysum. Lavender. Lime. Melaleuca, tea tree. Oregano. Peppermint. Sandalwood. Thyme. To use essential oils, you can apply them to your reflex points or to the bottom of your feet. You also can diffuse them in the air by inhaling oil applied to a tissue or cotton swab. Make a disinfectant by mixing 5 to 6 drops of lemon oil with 1 ounce of water in a spray bottle. Shake and spray on counters, cutting boards, the microwave, refrigerator or other surfaces. The hidden secrets of making herbal medicines, right at your fingertips. 2. Increase your intake of vitamin C. Vitamin C can boost your immune system to better prepare the body for harmful pathogens. If you feel yourself getting sick, consider taking liposomal vitamin C. In my opinion, it's the best form of vitamin C to fight infections. It's available at many health food stores and you can order it online. Or go to Quantum Balancing for directions to make it yourself. ElizabethRider.com. ElizabethRider.com. Here are some foods that contain high levels of vitamin C. Yellow bell peppers. Guava. Kale. Broccoli. Kiwi. Berries. Citrus fruit. Tomatoes. Peas. Papayas. 3. Detox your diet. Another very important factor to strengthen your immune system is to stop eating foods that depress it. Eating processed foods that are full of sugar and chemicals will harm your immune system and make it difficult to fight off infections. Some of the biggest culprits are sugar, artificial sweeteners, artificial colors and flavors, excess alcohol, pasteurized dairy, GMOs, refined flour, hydrogenated oils, excess animal protein. Instead of eating refined foods, focus on organic fruits and vegetables. These are the foods that God designed your body to eat because they are full of enzymes and antioxidants that will boost your immune system and give your body the energy that it needs to fight infections. Try adding fresh, organic vegetable and fruit juices to your diet to help your immune system. New All Natural Capsule protects you from dangerous toxins and pollutants. 4. Take colloidal silver. Colloidal silver is kept secret by Big Pharma, but it's an effective treatment against many ailments. Because colloidal silver can't be patented, pharmaceutical companies can't demand a high price. Therefore, colloidal silver is worthless to Big Pharma. Can you see why colloidal silver would be kept from the public? If something so powerful was recommended to the general public, it could nearly wipe out the pharmaceutical industry. If you do decide to take colloidal silver, you only need a small amount. The EPA has approved the use of colloidal silver for up to 7 teaspoons a day. Personally, I take only 1 to 3 teaspoons of colloidal silver each day. It helps my allergies and has even improved my teeth and gums. Following these simple steps will help improve your immune system, and perhaps get you through the winter without even one cough or sneeze. Do you know of other ways to boost your immune system? Share your tips in the section below. Get $600 worth of survival blueprints, absolutely free.